Hi everybody, this is Scott Sad. Hope that your Thursday is coming along nicely. Earlier this morning, I posted some comments regarding Joe Biden and white supremacy. And so I thought I would read these for you here on my YouTube channel and on my podcast, and then I might add a few additional comments at the end. So here we go. Watching Joe Biden rail against the greatest threat facing the U.S., namely white supremacy, is truly a form of mind F that is difficult to stomach. It is akin to Biden waking up every day and delivering a speech on the need to stop Hitler from invading the East Coast of the United States and the necessity to ensure that Genghis Khan does not break through the West Coast of the U.S. Who are the white supremacists? How many are there? How are they the greatest threat to the U.S.? How are they more dangerous than extremists of the noble faith? Everyone just nods quietly as an extraordinarily false and divisive narrative is promulgated repeatedly by the supposed leader of the free world. He keeps giving a speech that might have been relevant 100 years ago. It is truly astonishing to watch. And then I added, the boogeyman of white supremacy can only exist today in an illusory and imaginary world. Hence, one comes up with concepts such as systemic racism that is otherwise invisible, unconscious bias that is otherwise invisible, non-racism that is a form of racism. It is part and parcel of what I refer to as the homeostasis of victimology in the parasitic mind. It is tearing apart our societies. It is creating division and hatred where none existed. Joe Biden and his gang are parasitized by deeply dangerous idea pathogens. Remember my words. This has nothing to do with political partisanship on my part. I truly don't care about party affiliations. I care about ideas that either allow free and enlightened societies to flourish or not. I see beyond political tribes, beyond us versus them thinking. Please do so as well. So those were my comments that I posted earlier on social media. Let me just add a few additional comments. If Joe Biden were speaking at an oncology conference, he would say, sure, there's all sorts of really dangerous cancers that cause all sorts of ill consequences to human beings, let alone to other animals. But the real cancer is white supremacy. If he were speaking at a blood pressure conference, sure, blood pressure is a silent killer, but what causes the most blood pressure increases? It's the fact that we have to deal with white supremacy. If he were dealing with Iran, he'd say, sure, Iran engages in terrorism, but that's nothing compared to the terrorism of white supremacists. If you were speaking about ISIS, I mean, ISIS has done some bad things, but compared to the ongoing systemic erasure of people of color in the United States as promulgated and implemented by white supremacists, ISIS is nothing compared to white supremacists. And on and on and on. And so I sit here and wonder, all of the super smart intellectuals that I know of that thought that Donald Trump was the absolute greatest existential threat that the world has ever seen or will ever see. How do they reconcile this with Joe Biden? And again, I don't bring up Donald Trump because I'm a surrogate of Donald Trump and I'm trying to defend him, because I'm trying to contextualize the hysteria. I'm trying to contextualize how truly rational people modulate their positions. You don't like Donald Trump because he was brash and obnoxious and vulgar? True. How does he compare in terms of the zeitgeist of the United States, in terms of the values that we all hold dear, if we compare Donald Trump to Joe Biden? Is it a good thing when Joe Biden, every single speech that he delivers, deals with systemic racism and white supremacy? It's unbelievable. And again, I say this as someone not only with my personal history in the Middle East, where I saw what systemic bigotry is, but also as someone who is in Canada. So I truly don't have a dog in the fight of the political tribalism of the US. I think about ideas. Is it a good idea for the head of a nation to repeatedly invoke a monster that doesn't exist, and whereby that monster is made up of many, many millions of people in that country. This won't end well. Have a good day, everybody.